You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour, getting that right under the wire of the five-minute mark. That was some random song that the computer played while I was getting ready. I don't even know what it was, and there's no way of me to tell because it's gone now forever. It's a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. It doesn't feel like it's a Thursday afternoon. That's the sound of my phone going off, not R2-D2. And, I don't have anything planned, so honestly, probably going to play a lot of random stuff, and by random, I mean random audio clips, and also some really long songs that I usually don't get the chance to play on the show, because I want to play a bunch of other stuff, you know, so I'm talking like 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, we're going for it today. Stay tuned for a peek inside of my psyche. This is the Astro Hour. Here we go with not a long song, but a new song that I love. So here we go. New? Meh, whatever.
Feeling something, but no to change the weather. We'll kill the fight and call up tonight, so stick around. You're gonna hear electric music, solid balls of sound. Get the ironic, have you seen him yet? Up, 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 baby, up, 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 Benny and the Jets. Wheel and a wonderful Battersea Reddit team. She got electric boots, a bowling suit, a Reddit and a magazine. Oh, oh, Benny and the blinded, but then it makes amazing. We stop the vibe, let us take us out the lawn. We'll spot our parents out in the street to find a ride on this road. Get the ironic, have you seen me? I'm about to stop, play it out. Plenty and a chance. Weird and wonderful, but the red team. She got electric wheels, no SL, a red and in a magazine. Oh, oh, Billy and a jet. Thank you.
spaced out, Benny and the Jets. Up there will be it in a wonderful, baddest little Ratatina. She's got a Lexi Bell, Molly Sell, a Reddit and a magazine.
Marley's had been business partners with a shrewd moneylender named Ebenezer Scrooge. Ooh. You will meet him as he comes around that corner.
Where?
There.
When?
Now. There he is, Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Say, is it getting cold around here?
It chills you to the bone.
But there's nothing in nature that freezes your heart like years of being alone.
It paints you with indifference like a lady paints with rouge.
And the worst of the worst,
the most hated and cursed,
is the one that we call Scrooge.
Unkind as any,
and the wrath of many,
this is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, there goes Mr. Humbug, there goes Mr. Grimm. If they gave a prize for being mean, the winner would be him.
Old Scrooge, he loves his money, 'cause he thinks it gives him power.
If he became a flavor, you can bet he would be sour.
Even the vegetables don't like him.
There goes Mr. Skinflint, there goes Mr. Greed.
The undisputed master of the underhanded deed.
He charges folks a fortune for his dark and drafty houses.
Us poor folk live in misery.
It's even worse for mouses.
Please, sir, I want some cheese.
He must be so lonely, he must be so sad.
He goes to extremes to convince us he's bad.
He's really a victim of fear and of pride.
Look close and there must be a sweet man inside.
Nah.
There goes Mr. Outrage. There goes Mr. Sneer.
He has no time for friends or fun.
His anger makes that clear.
Don't ask him for a favor, cause his nastiness increases.
No crust of bread for those in need.
No Jesus for us Mises.
Scrooge liked the cold. He was hard and sharp as a flint, secret and self-contained, as solitary as an oyster.
There goes Mr. Heartless. There goes Mr. Cruel.
He never gives, he only takes. He lets his hunger rule.
If being mean's a way of life, you practice and rehearse.
Then all that work is paying off, cause Scrooge is getting worse.
Every day, in every way,
humbug.
Questions such as, how old are you?
Yeah?
18.
No.
I'm not 18.
You're not?
No.
You certainly fooled me. Just a second. I'm going to read the question. Name a question such as, how old are you? That you might answer with a lie.
I would say 50. Did I understand it right?
No, sweet Elizabeth.
I didn't understand.
Give me another sort of question that you might lie about.
I would say I'm 39.
Gentlemen, what is your...
The big hand.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch.
I'm too much.
Mr. Green Christmas, he's Mr. Sun.
Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch.
He's too much.
Thank you.
Why don't you give the Tutti Frutti snow cone a buzz on the hotline? See what he says.
Hello? Snowy, this is Mrs. Claus.
Hi there, Sugar Plum. How'd you make out with a hothead?
I heard that, you snowball.
Oh, my goodness. Speak of the devil.
Madam, kindly state your business with that drippy snowman and get him out of here.
Mind your blood pressure, hotcakes. Mother warned you about that low boiling point of yours.
You think you're hot stuff just because Mother likes you best.
Boy, now please don't fight.
Well, if I can't have a little fun, I might as well leave.
Your brother agreed to let it snow in the South.
He did.
Of course, there has to be a small concession on your part.
Oh, really? Now, what does a flaming fool want this time? The North Pole?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
What? I told you he wouldn't cooperate.
Cooperate? Surrender the North Pole you call cooperate?
A good mind to chill your embers for you.
Oh, yeah?
All right, enough of this.
That was, of course, the Miser songs from the beautiful, amazing, perfect claymation special, The Year Without a Santa Claus, in which Mrs. Claus takes the lead, goes off, and does some stuff. Those are some great specials. I don't really know anything about the production of those specials. All I know is the genre in which they fall into. Of course, there's the best one, which we're going to play something from in just a little bit. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which is brilliant. Who thought, I mean, I guess everyone's kind of thought this since then, but who thought it before of just the, we're going to do Santa Claus's origin story? I think it's brilliant. And it's also very well done. I'm a big fan. I'm also a big fan of like handsome young Santa. Like that's cool, right? Like they do a great job in the Burgermeister. Didn't they like make a, they made a live-action remake of that, like ABC Family did or something like that, right? Because I feel like for some reason ABC Family or whatever it's called now, Freeform, has all the rights to that stuff. If not all the rights, they have all the licensing, right? So, I don't know. Brilliant. Brilliant stuff. We're going to do some more. Going to do some more Muppets. Going to do some more funny game show answers. This is just rolling off the top of this brain right here. It's more stuff here. So, let's just roll with it. Why not?
This is my, oh, he's gonna save the multiverse.
Gosh.
Watch this.
I hate these ads. I'm playing stuff off YouTube for the first time, so, you know, gotta deal with those advertisements. They don't do PSAs like they should do, and here we go.
Just like flies, look out! Here comes the Spider-Man! Is he strong? Listen, bud! He's got radioactive blood! Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead! Hey there goes the Spider-Man! In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time! Spider-Man, Spider-Man! Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, welcome fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang, wherever there's a hang.
Aha! Just what I was looking for. Look at this little beauty. Whoa! Boy, is this piano out of tune. I love out of tune pianos.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ching, jingling too. Out here it's lovely weather for a bear and a snowman like you.
Out here the snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Ah,
come on, it's lovely weather for a bear and a snowman like you.
Hey, that's pretty good harmony for a snowman.
Actually, I'm a snowman.
What's a snowman?
Nothing's a snowman. What's a snow with you?
Ah.
There's a Christmas party at the home of Fozzie Bear.
It'll be a perfect party with my friends all there.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop, 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 pop.
But seriously, Fozzie, what do you think of the weather we're having?
It's so cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold that when I opened my refrigerator this morning, there was a polar bear inside trying to keep warm.
But it's always cold at Christmas.
Ah, Christmas. Time for Santa Claus and his eight prancing reindeer.
That's reindeer.
No, that's snow, darling.
Ah! Out here, the snow is falling. Friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a Christmas together with you.
Man, you guys are the funniest comedy teams in the business.
Really?
Thank you, thank you. Another one.
Stay right where you are. Come in!
Madam Speaker, given what we saw in there, the bickering, the back and forth, what does this say about your ability to work with this president over the next 2 years?
Well, I told the president, as I've said over and over again, this new Congress will be something different from the Congress we have now. It will be a Congress of transparency so that the American people can see, not passing a tax bill with $7 trillion impact on the economy in the dark of night, speed of light, so nobody can see what it is without hearings or any expert opinions on it. So it'll be about transparency. It'll be about reaching out, extending the hand of friendship to work in a bipartisan way to find common ground where we can, stand our ground, as Thomas Jefferson said, like a rock, where we can't, and about honoring the guidance of our founders, e pluribus unum, from any one. We didn't come here to divide, we came here to unify. And we extend that hand of friendship to him, which he seemed to like that course of action. If he does not accept that hand of friendship, we still will be who we are, dignified, respectful of the institution that we represent in the Congress, and honoring the vision of our founders. Well, I thought it was unfortunate. I will just say this. You want to know if it was more productive behind the scenes. I hear some of the reporters saying, Fox reporters saying, why did we not want transparency in this discussion? We didn't want to contradict the president when he was putting forth figures that had no reality to them, no basis in fact. We have to, if we're going to proceed in all of this, have evidence-based, factual, truthful information about what works and what doesn't. I didn't want to, in front of those people, say, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's a good movie.
Boy, and that Meg Ryan,
she's cute.
Yeah, you ought to know.
Don't go there.
All right, I won't.
You know, it's a funny thing. We had a very good chemistry together in that movie, Meg and I. But the director, Rob Reiner, well, we weren't really his first choice at first.
Get out of here.
I swear, we both screen tested with different actors and actresses.
Huh?
I brought with me a very rare screen test of me and an actress that you know real well. You want to see it?
Yeah.
All right, let's roll the clip.
Billy, over here.
All right, come on, let's get this now. I'm right on the edge here. I could go either way. All right, and the next one that called me Meathead is going to get it. When Harry Met Sally, screen test, take 73. Action.
All righty, now I'd also like to have that with the mayo and onions on the side and French fries on the side. It's the end. Oh, coleslaw on the side.
You know what, Sally? You are what my mother would call a good eater. The only thing you didn't order was a side of beef.
Oh, that's a good idea. A side of beef.
On the side?
There's no more room on the side. Put it right in the middle so she won't have to reach. Let me put new words in your vocabulary, okay? I'm full. Try this whole sentence. No, I couldn't possibly eat more marble cake.
So, Casanova, what happened with your hot date last night?
Oh, Sally, it was a disaster. She canceled. She had a bad cold.
Are you sure she had a cold?
Yes, I'm sure she had a cold.
I heard her sneeze twice.
Oh, hurry. Your naivete is très amusement. Did you ever think she may have faked the sneeze to get out of the date with you?
Fake the sneeze?
Yes.
No way.
Oh, listen, Harry, take it from moi. Most women at one time or another have faked a sneeze to get out of a date.
Really? Well, excusez-moi, miss, I'm jealous of babe. You don't think that I can tell the difference between a real sneeze and a fake sneeze?
Nope.
Get out of here. You okay?
Waiter, I'll have what she's having, only less pepper.
Creature at heart, you know, it's so difficult to really change.
Difficult? Why, look here. Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're going if you never get up on your feet. Come on, there's a good tailwind blowing. A fast walking man is hard to beat.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If you want to change your direction, if your time of life is at hand, well, don't be the rule, be the exception. A good way to start is to stand.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If I want to change the reflection I see in the mirror each morn.
Oh, you do?
You mean that it's just my election?
Just that.
To vote for a chance to be reborn?
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking out the door.
Put one foot
in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor.
Put one foot in front of the other,
and soon you'll be walking out the door.
this Christmas.
Hate what ads. All right.
Welcome to healing.
I got beat.
How is everybody? That was Put One Foot in Front of the Other from Year Without a Santa Claus. We talked about not Year Without a Santa Claus. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Who am I? Before then, we had a clip from Muppets Tonight. Before then, we had a clip of Nancy Pelosi. And before then, we had a clip from Muppet Family Christmas. Can you tell that I'm in a little bit of a Muppet mood? When is that not true? Should I play some real music at some point? You know, maybe. Maybe I should. But in the meantime, right now, we are going to do a PSA. We're going to do my favorite PSA because it's a PSA about things that scare me and why you should be scared too. So here we go. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO, MFO, Tufts Educational Radio. So dangerous. It's cold out there. It was really cold last night. For some, I think that there's this thing where I gain like a cold immunity, you know, and it takes like a week to build up. But after a week of just like blistering cold, I'm like, yeah, no, I can survive. Like I can walk outside in a jacket and it'll be fine. You know, I won't shiver or anything. But then like the first warm day after that, like it is gone, you know. And I feel like last week it was a little warmer, so, you know, I didn't feel it as much. But like, oh, this week, oh, it's terrible. But point being, space heaters, watch them. Cool. Enjoy. We're going to do some more music and some more random audio clips of things that I like because it's my show.
Sam asked CJ to move the briefing to 2 o'clock so that we could fold in the teachers. CJ had emergency root canal surgery at noon and so was unable to brief.
Who did?
I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Long story short, you're going to be reading a bit today about your secret plan to fight inflation.
I have a secret plan to fight inflation?
No.
Why am I on every reading that I do?
It was suggested in the press room that you did.
By who?
By me.
You told the press I have a secret plan to fight inflation?
No, I did not. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do that. Except, yes, I did that.
Josh, I'm a little confused.
Sir, there was this idiotic round robin. It was sarcastic. There's no way they didn't know that. They were just mad at me for imposing discipline and calling them stupid.
Okay, before we go on, CJ, if blood is gushing from the head wound you just received from a stampeding herd of bison, you'll do the press briefing.
Yes, sir. Mr. President.
A secret plan to fight inflation.
There was no turning them back. I denied it for half an hour. They wouldn't take no for an answer.
Were you clear?
I was crystal clear. They said, do you think if the president has a plan to fight inflation, it's right that he keep it a secret? I said, of course not.
Are you telling me that not only did you invent a secret plan to fight inflation, but now you don't support it?
Give us the green summers.
pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
If you ain't too sure, girl. We do the things that lovers do well. Never have to ever hear the rings of school bells. Plaid jeans, no cellular phone. All the time in the world, no twilight zone. My comments mine and they know they can't get it. JB told me you got to hit it and quit it. You want me to go, cause I got feelings that you just don't know. And you can listen up if you want to hear. And if you can't stand it, then right here. The name of the tune is Cool Hand Luke, cause I got stripes on my pants and boots. In prison you can learn a lesson. From the Hannah Law to the Hot Box Session. Listen.
Thank you. you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
The dreaded phony horse gag.
By the 4th century A.D., Rome had 28 public ones stacked with rolls of papyrus. Gary again.
What are public toilets?
No. Sorry. Harvey?
What are libraries?
Libraries, yes.
Yeah. Sport husbands and wives can play together, you said? Kickball! You know, you're not usually married in third grade.
Something you squeeze.
That was Paramore covering Fleetwood Mac, preceded by Jack White with Ice Station Zebra, preceded by some Simon and Garfunkel, and Now I'm Getting Exhausted. And then just immediately there was some funny game show answers, because I love funny game show answers. This may or may not come from an hour-long supercut that I have watched multiple times, typically at around 9 o'clock at night, when I have nothing to do. Did I say 9 o'clock? I definitely meant midnight. Anyway, this has been the Astro Hour today, folks. It's been a bit of a mess, or as I like to call it, a collage of my psyche. Lots of Muppets. Lots of random clips from cartoons and Christmas specials. Little bit of Nancy Pelosi and a little bit of music in there wrapped around. We got one more song for you to close out the show before I go off and study for my Ancient Egypt final. And in honor of that, you know, I was going to play Kool and the Gang's Get Down on It, because, I mean, it's an amazing song, but then I just realized what I actually need to play, and I'm waiting 4 seconds for the ad to go through, and here we go. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I've been Zach Going. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back at some point. I think Strike the Box with Chris, which is a great show that you should listen to, is covering the next 2 weeks. But I'm certain I'll be here at some point. So thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. If you're a tough student or any student, good luck with the finals. Thank you so much. And here is King Tut.
Seriously, just for a moment. One of the great art exhibits ever to tour the United States is the Treasures of Tutankhamun, or King Tut. But I think it's a national disgrace the way we have commercialized it, with trinkets and toys, t-shirts and posters. And about 3 months ago, I was up in the woods and I wrote a song. I tried to use the ancient modalities and melodies. I would like to do it for you right now. Maybe we can all learn something from this. Tourism.